SCP-2845, The Deer. How do you contain a god? The answer to that question, of course, probably varies depending on the god. For some, the answer might be, you don't. For others, maybe you convince the world to stop believing in them. And for others, maybe you just ask them. There are forces in the SCP universe, however, that won't go politely, and don't care who believes in them or not, but represent a massive threat to the world and must be contained by the Foundation somehow. One of these entities is SCP-2845, the Deer. SCP-2845 is partially known for having some of the most complicated and esoteric containment procedures in the Foundation, which we'll get to later. But overall, I want to explain 2845 and its connection to mythology. On November 27th, 2011, a comet was sighted in space, although it wasn't on a trajectory to impact Earth. A few days later, the existence of the comet was confirmed by multiple observatories, and 2 weeks later, a fragment of the comet broke off, maintaining a constant speed. This fragment was confirmed to have a trajectory that would connect to Earth, and so public announcements and evacuations commenced. 4 days later, the fragment lands in the Pacific Ocean, and over the next 3 days, SCP-2845 crosses 124 kilometers of the ocean to reach the western coast of the United States. On Christmas Day, 2011, civilians begin to upload video footage of 2845, and it is confirmed to be hostile. The Foundation joins forces with the Global Occult Coalition to recover and contain the entity. But the following day, artillery bombardment commences. Observation of 2845's capabilities and nature forced the Foundation to bring in outside containment consultants. On December 30th, an unknown event causes the Foundation and GOC to cease their bombardment for 16 hours, during which 2845 is unimpeded. Bombardment recommences, and the entity is led across the Sierra Nevada mountains while under constant artillery strikes. On January 15th, the entity is finally contained using unknown methods, and Site 100 is built around SCP-2845 to properly contain it. 2845 is finally declared properly contained on February 19th, 2012. As you might have inferred from the title, SCP-2845 is an entity with the appearance of a large deer, with a humanoid face and especially large antlers. A ring of ice particles and metal is anomalously suspended behind its skull at all times, constantly rotating. Aside from being seemingly impervious to all physical damage inflicted upon it, 2845's main anomalous trait is its capability of transmuting and reconstructing any matter in sight, instantaneously. No matter is created or destroyed in the process, and the result remains stable even when it normally wouldn't, such as transmuting something into liquid metallic hydrogen at room temperature, or changing the local atmosphere without it mingling with other regions. SCP-2845 is capable of using these transmutations in offensive ways, easily devastating groups of combatants. It has also been observed using its abilities on single targets, up to 10 kilometers away, transforming individuals into anomalous structures. These structures are columns measuring 2.4 meters in height, with rubbery yellow-green skin. Most of the original body is used to fill the column, but the brain encompasses the entire interior structure and is in a constant state of high activity, possibly communicating with SCP-2845. Some of the individuals transformed by the deer retain mobility, but all have evaded capture so far. So, how do you contain something that is hostile, impervious to harm, and can change anything it wishes into hydrogen gas with simply a thought? Well, the answer is complicated, of course. I'll first go over the lengthy containment protocols before explaining why exactly they work. As mentioned, the Foundation went to outside containment consultants for some reason, which they practically never do. But these consultants are never allowed to leave Site-100 without a heavy dose of amnestics. Dozens of trained personnel and D-class are assigned to containing 2845, and Site-100 is permitted an unhindered supply of untrained subjects for the purposes of containment, as 2845 is clearly a top priority. The containment chamber itself, along with Site-100 around it, have been constructed to exact specifications in a very specific design. To simplify, the site consists of a number of concentric circles, along with a number of circular chambers, each placed at specific points. The floor of each of these circular chambers contains a six-pointed star, made of lead, and the central chamber, where 2845 and hundreds of converted humans are located, contains an atmosphere primarily consisting of hydrogen at negative 110 degrees Celsius. The actual containment procedures are when things start to get really strange, though, as they are both numerous and complicated. There are six procedures, each lasting 39 minutes, and with 10 hours between each of them. This adds up to 63 hours and 54 minutes, after which the six procedures will begin again, repeating endlessly. Each procedure is carried out by six individuals, usually trained containment specialists, but some procedures involve D-class personnel. The first procedure involves six trained individuals putting on masks and performing a comedic play that includes trading insults, ending with the one wearing the foolishness mask outwitting the others and declaring himself king. This is followed by a game of dice, although the winner is irrelevant. The second procedure involves a live musical performance, utilizing various instruments, accompanied by singing and dancing. The third has the containment specialists exchanging gifts, each not exceeding $4.28 in value. A recitation is performed while giving each gift, along with a scattering of grain around the containment chamber. The fourth procedure involves the individuals binding their feet with wool while consuming half a liter of olive oil and reciting another ceremony. This is followed by them reciting a separate ceremony while breaking apart a large rock with hammers. For the fifth procedure, a D-class is brought in and a symbol is painted on their stomach with a platinum-based solution. They are then presented with a cloak, crown, and scepter, before being restrained in a chair and castrated with a hand sickle. The specialists recite another ceremony while disposing of the testes in a bowl of salt water. The final procedure involves a baby, no more than 3 months old, being roasted over a fire. The specialists recite another ceremony and then consume the infant. They recite another ceremony, consume gastroliths, induce vomiting, and recite the final ceremony. If a containment breach occurs, the on-site nuclear device is to be detonated, all Foundation facilities are to be locked down, and protocol Strike Down the Moon is to be activated. To reiterate, for full clarity, the containment specialists of SCP-2845 cook and consume roughly 135 babies each year, along with castrating the same number of D-class, just to contain the entity. This is likely where some of you would like me to explain how that's actually not true, and that the containment procedures are simply an elaborate ruse. Unfortunately, that's only partly the case, and the SCP Foundation certainly does carry out these procedures, and will likely continue to do so for the foreseeable future. We're given a letter from a containment consultant to the site director, and it seems that others were confused about the nature of the containment protocols. The consultant is upset that the Foundation is attempting to cut corners where they can't be cut, after all the effort it took to contain 2845. We're then given his explanation for why the procedures work, And that's because 2845 is a god. He says that it's not a local or mild god, or a weaker spirit bound by the strength of belief, but a powerful god. Gods cannot be contained by technology or scientific rules, but instead by rituals and words. Specifically, he says that rituals work not because of some underlying laws, but because they are given meaning through repetition and application. Basically, there's nothing stopping 2845 from escaping its containment with a thought, but it doesn't ever think to do so, because the continued ritual fools it into believing it's trapped. He claims that it literally cannot comprehend the concept of escape, as long as the ritual continues as it has. Essentially, the containment procedures are not weaving magic or anything so esoteric, but they have some fundamental meaning to 2845 that keeps it trapped. So then, if the containment procedures aren't really doing anything specifically, why doesn't the ritual just consist of something arbitrary, like clapping your hands 30 times or dancing around a hat, instead of consuming infants? To answer that, we'll have to take a look at some history and mythology. Although some people may look at 2845 as some random anomalous deer, there are clues that point it towards something more familiar. Saturn. Saturn was a god worshipped by the ancient Romans, with his Greek equivalent being Cronus. Saturn was worshipped as a god of agriculture, wealth, liberation, and time. Saturn was celebrated with an annual festival known as Saturnalia, consisting of parties, gift exchanges, and feasting, which would go on to influence traditional Christmas celebrations. Saturn or Cronus were never depicted as deer, as far as I know, but deer have been featured in a number of different mythologies and religions, although 2845's appearance seems similar to a Japanese forest spirit, most popularly depicted in the film Princess Mononoke. 2845 has a ring of ice particles and metallic spheres behind his head, just as the planet Saturn, named after the god, has a ring around it, composed mostly of ice particles, and has seven primary moons orbiting it, each named after a sibling of Cronus. Saturn's atmosphere is made up of primarily hydrogen, along with helium and ammonium, just like 2845's main containment chamber. Much of Saturn's structure is made up of liquid metallic hydrogen and liquid metallic helium, the most common transmutations performed by 2845. 2845 landed on Earth on December 21st, a date when Saturnalia would traditionally be celebrated, and many of the containment procedures are also linked to Saturnalia. The first procedure, in which a play is performed by individuals in mask, is based on Roman comedic theater, and the gambling with dice is based on a common activity during Saturnalia. Similarly, the musical performance of the second procedure would have been a common sight during Saturnalia. The third procedure involves the specialists exchanging gifts, but specifically cheap gifts, as this is a common Saturnalia practice, and the scattering of grain is linked to Saturn's role as a god of agriculture. The remaining procedures deal less with Saturnalia and more with mythology, however, and so I will explain the story of the castration of Uranus. Uranus was a very important god in Greek mythology, embodying the sky, and was the son and husband of Gaia, who embodied the earth. Gaia and Uranus had a number of children, one of which was Cronus. Uranus had hated the first children that Gaia bore him, so he had imprisoned them deep within the earth. Gaia greatly resented this act, so she asked her other children to take a sickle and castrate their father. Only Cronus, youngest and most ambitious, was willing to do so, and he ambushed his father and castrated him, tossing the genitals into the sea. It was then foretold that a similar fate would occur to Cronus, and he would be overthrown by one of his own children. Desperate to avoid this, Cronus devoured each of his children as they were born, His sixth child, however, Zeus, was born in secret, and his wife tricked Cronus by presenting him with a large stone wrapped in swaddling clothes, rather than Zeus. Cronus ate the stone, but Zeus later forced him to vomit it back up, along with the other children, and he placed the stone at a sacred site, where it was regularly anointed with oil and strands of wool. To connect the myth with the containment procedures, then. The fourth procedure involves the specialist binding their feet with wool and consuming olive oil, which has a pretty clear connection to the stone that Cronus ate, but also connects to the statue of Saturn in the temple in Rome, which was filled with oil, and normally had its legs bound with wool, which was removed during Saturnalia. The fifth procedure involves painting a symbol on a D-class, the symbol of Uranus, and castrating him, just as Uranus was castrated. The testes are placed in a bowl of salt water to symbolize Cronus' tossing of his father's genitals into the sea. Finally, the roasting and consumption of the child is based on Cronus eating his own children, along with vomiting afterwards. These containment procedures aren't really random, as each has been specifically crafted in connection with 2845's connection to Saturn. Whether it actually is Saturn, or is some embodiment of the myth and the planet is unknown, but the ritual works. The containment consultant that designed the procedures knew what he was doing, and perhaps even more impressive was how quickly he was able to design a procedure that would contain such an entity, based on very little information. The text that displays after you click on his letter reads, "Towering Kadath, my home." Kadath is a location created by author H.P. Lovecraft, which is located in the Dreamlands of Earth. I've done an entire video on the Dreamlands in the Cthulhu mythos if you're interested, but Kadath was once the home of the dream gods of Earth, known as the Great Ones. This connection potentially shows the consultant to be involved in far more than just mythology. So, I've now explained SCP-2845. But there are still some unanswered questions, such as, is 2845 actually Saturn? What does it want with our planet? And what are the ramifications of the Foundation's very public containment efforts? Some SCP articles connect and blend with real-world mythology and stories in very blatant ways, while others do so in a much more subtle way, such as 2845. Both can be very interesting. But ones like SCP-2845 benefit from looking beyond just what the entry itself says. In the end, the answer to the question of how do you contain a god is, well, complicated.